Good morning and welcome to the Rush Hour for Tuesday the 24th of May, bringing you a quick summary of the latest Catholic news. The Bishop of Springfield Cape Girardeau, the diocese where a massive tornado has killed more than 100 people in the United States, has asked Catholics to pray for the victims and their families. At 6 p.m. on Sunday evening local time, a tornado tore through the town of Joplin. Much of the town has been destroyed and so far 116 people have been confirmed dead. Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri said the enormous size of the storm and its slow, plodding pace were to blame for the destruction in the town of 39,000 people. St. Mary's Catholic Church and school suffered a total loss, while St. John's Mercy Hospital has sustained major damage. The parish priest of St. Mary's Catholic Church, Father Justin Monahan, was reported unhurt. According to the editor of the diocesan newspaper, he rode out the storm in his bathtub and is now staying with a local parishioner. Pope Benedict has told a Bulgarian delegation in Rome for the feast of St. Cyril and Methodius that Europe is founded on authentic values with their roots in the universal moral law. H2O News has the full story.
To build the new Europe on a solid foundation, it is not enough to appeal to economic interests alone, but it is necessary to rely above all on authentic values, which have their foundation in the universal moral law inscribed in the heart of every man. The Pope said this to the Bulgarian delegation present in Rome for the feasts of St. Cyril and Methodius, and led by the President of the Parliament, Mrs. Tsakeva. Europeans are called to commit themselves to create the conditions for a profound cohesion and an effective collaboration between peoples. I hope in my heart, the Pope said, that the moral and cultural heritage of St. Cyril and Methodius fuel the desire to value your spiritual heritage and that of openness and of communion in mutual respect.
The Archbishop of Saigon has called on the Vietnamese government to respect religious freedom. He's written a letter to the Vietnamese Prime Minister after convening a meeting with representatives from all the dioceses of Saigon. They met to discuss a new draft bill. In the words of the Archbishop, the proposed amendments of the decree reflect the desire of the government to re-establish the mechanism of asking and granting in religious activities. The asking and granting process turns the legitimate rights of citizens into privileges in the hands of government officials who would grant or withhold them through bureaucratic procedures. He continued, the mechanism of asking and granting, hence, does not only eliminate the freedom and rights of people, but also turns a government of people by the people and for the people into a master of the country who holds in his hands all the rights and grants or withholds them to people at his random mood swings. And finally, in Brazil, 70,000 faithful have flocked to a northeastern city for the beatification of Sister Ilma Dulce. Born Maria Rita de Souza Brito Lopez Pontes, Irma Dulce, or Sister Dulce, founded a charity group that provides health, welfare, and education for the poor in the state of Bahia. Pope Benedict signed a decree beatifying Sister Dulce in December 2010, after he ruled that the late nun was responsible for a miracle during a high-risk birth in 2001. Irma Dulce, also known as the Angel of Bahia, died in 1992 at the age of 78. That's all for today's program. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. And don't forget, you can listen to our live stream on cradio.org.au throughout the day. God bless.